Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the city of Boston tries to end homelessness, it's paying particular attention to homeless veterans. There are at least 100. The city and the Pine Street Inn teamed up in that effort today. They invited homeless veterans to a sort of one-stop shopping event to help them find some place to live. 60 people showed up. Organizers say more than a dozen of them left with vouchers that give them immediate access to permanent housing, and more than two dozen are enrolled in a program to begin looking for homes. Among the homeless veterans who showed up at the Pine Street Inn was David Rivera. He was born in Brooklyn, joined the Army Infantry, and was deployed to Iraq in 2002.
So you're a paratrooper?
Yes.
And so you...
Red Devils. We jumped from a C-17 at night. Yeah, and after that, everything is just been a struggle.
Can you describe what that 10 years has been like?
Hell. Still a little. I mean, hell, but I have a daughter, so that's what keep me a little strong on that. But if she wasn't around, forget about it.
Rivera's daughter is in Puerto Rico. She's 17, and he talks to her every day. His goal is to get a home, get a job being a forklift operator, or join the Merchant Marines. Paul Doucette wants to get back to work as an electrician. He served time in the Air Force in Limestone, Maine. His life was okay until about 5 years ago. He and his wife separated. He had long been an addict.
I'd hurt my back when I was 25. Got started with Percocet and on oxycodone. From there, went to oxycontin and then with heroin at the end. Not being in my grandson's life on a daily basis crushed me, so that was a high motivator to get clean. That and I'm just tired of living secondhand, you know.
Doucette needs to raise $600 to get his electrician's license renewed, and he's hoping to get a home in Lynn. Today, the vets met with representatives from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Boston Housing Authority to find out what support services and housing vouchers are available.
As I explained to you, you will qualify for the homelessness priority because you are in the New England Center for Homeless Veterans. And you mentioned that you've been there for a month, right?
Correct, yes.
About half the vets are not VA eligible because of the nature of their service, but all will qualify for support from government or private agencies that will assign them caseworkers. That's to make sure they get to medical and counseling appointments or job training. Other agencies help get the vets started locating subsidized housing or private landlords who accept housing vouchers.
Okay, so you got an appointment at BHA on Friday. That's awesome. And what did they say about the HUD-VASH?
Oh, that one already being applied for, and they're waiting for confirmation.
Awesome. And then
because I already went with this one to see some apartments on Monday.
Out in the community, when we're not all in the same room, this can take quite a bit of time to find a veteran who's on the street or in shelter, to connect with them, to walk them through an application process with the VA, then get them over to the Housing Authority and have them be screened there. That's just to get the voucher.
Lila Bernstein is assistant director of Boston's Initiative to End Homelessness. The plan calls for an end to all chronic homelessness in the city by 2018, but even more urgent, the city has set a goal to end veteran homelessness by the end of this year.
I think we will reach our goal. I don't know if I want to be on record saying that, but I do want to be on record saying that.
It's an ambitious target, to be sure. But when the city launched the effort last year in partnership with Pine Street Inn and other homeless advocates, there were 414 homeless veterans. It has since housed 484. As of this week, there were 91 homeless veterans remaining in emergency shelters and on the streets of Boston. Again, Lila Bernstein from Boston's Department of Housing and Neighborhood Development.
Homelessness is transient, but at the same time, Boston is a hub of services and medical care, and so people do come to Boston at a rate that is hard to keep up with. But we are doing our best. We're committed to serving everyone that we can.
And those include the homeless veterans who so far don't want the help.
We've got a fellow who's a veteran. He's a Vietnam War vet. He stays out, doesn't come into shelter very often.
Pine Street Inn President Lyndia Downey describes one of the men she would have loved to have seen get help today.
He's got a severe alcohol problem, and that makes it really difficult for him to kind of move to the next step often. Our van brought him in this morning at 5 a.m. to this event, and we got him to the front door. We gave him a cup of coffee, but he wouldn't come up the stairs. And so, you know, a little tiny bit of movement, because that's farther than he's come before.
The Pine Street Inn actually operates some of the permanent housing units being used to house homeless veterans, and private property owners have been contacting the city, offering up units for vets. The city is planning to create a database to quickly connect homeless people with housing and support services from the moment they enter the shelter system.